When I was a young man, in 1997, a friend and I did a world trip, and we spent 6 months going through northern India, especially up in the Himalayas, and in Nepal. We went into Nepal and we spent a month in Nepal, and we did the Annapurna base camp. We did Kathmandu, we did Pokhara. Since that time, I've actually been up to the Himalayan regions quite often. Over the last 19 years, I've been going into northern India, into Tibet, into Sikkim, and also Nepal. So I've got a long history and connection with the Himalayan region.
So what was one thing that stayed in your mind after your first visit to the country?
Oh, it was the people. I appreciate the beautiful mountains, of course, and the scenery and the adventure activities, the trekking, the rafting. But the one thing that really stuck with me the most was the warm-heartedness of the people and their generosity. And I think that's the one thing that's kept me going back for quite a number, almost 2 decades.
You set up the Logden Foundation as well to help people in Nepal. Tell me a bit about what the organization does.
Well, look, we started. The idea for Logdon was sparked around 6 years ago, when it really started with a photo. A friend of mine was raising money and sending it to a school in Nepal near the Pokhara area, and he showed me a photo of a school that was trying to teach using computers, and they had the most terrible computers set up. And I saw this photo and I thought that, look, I don't think they can learn much on those computers. So I had the idea of doing some fundraising and going over to Nepal and setting up a proper computer center for that school. And we went in and we spent 3 months in this village setting up the computer center and connecting it to the internet and doing training programs. So that's how Logdon started. It started with a computer center being installed in a village.
And you've also produced a documentary about the Nepal earthquake. So when the earthquake happened last April last year, what was the situation with the computer school, the school that you help?
Yeah, look, the computer center that we initially set up was fine because that was in the Kaski district. Kaski wasn't particularly heavily affected by the earthquake. But since that time, we set up the computer center. We've done a number of schools in Kaski district, in Sangja district as well. When the earthquake happened, we were like a lot of organizations helping in Nepal. We wanted to help the earthquake-affected communities as much as we could. So we did quite a bit of fundraising here, and within 5 weeks, we were in Nepal, and we were able to raise enough money to help 7 schools spread across 3 districts. So the documentary really came from me going into those communities with our partners in Nepal and just sort of taping the impact of the earthquake and also interviewing the children and the principals and management committee and parents, just asking them about what the impact has been on their families and their communities.
One of the principals, I think, asks you that particular question: why do you want to help build this school? Why do you want to help us? Tell us why you wanted to help build this school.
Well, look, there were a number of schools that were in need of help. And, if I had the funds, I'd probably want to do all of them. But this particular school, they were particularly poor. They were struggling perhaps more than the other schools that I visited. And they just, I feel that they were really in need of help. Out of all the schools that I visited, I felt that they were the ones that perhaps were the most forgotten, and they were really in need of the most help. And they also, during the film, I think it really explains the process that I went through with them to understand what their needs were and understand, how we could help them. And I felt that that particular school, if we worked with them, I think that we'd have very good success and would be able to build the school for them.
In terms of now helping, what's your next step, I guess? What do you want to achieve? How many schools do you want to help rebuild?
Well, look, you know, Rajesh, I want to at least build one. And it really comes down to funding. Mm. When I made the film, when I was up there filming the schools, I mean, my intention wasn't to make a documentary. It was really to record the work that we were doing, to report back to our donors, to show them that we used their funds well, and that there was a very good impact with the money that we raised. But it ended up turning into a theatrical release film, and I'm hoping that with that film we'll be able to raise more awareness of the situation in Nepal. And ultimately, yes, we want to raise the money to at least build that school. I mean, absolutely determined to build that one school, but if more funds come through, I'm happy to build 2 or 3 or 100.
And you
or
have,
1,000. Yeah, I won't stop as long as the funds come through to rebuild. I'll do the best that I can.
And the problems with rebuilding, which you've also talked about, is firstly the blockade that happened over the constitution, and you know the constant issues with the government. How do you tell your people who are supporting you, I guess, that the work that you're trying to do, or you know, because of the political situation, things might not progress as fast as we hope to? What do you tell people? I guess the people who help you along the way.
Well, look, I think that the blockade was the biggest problem for us, because that kind of made things a lot more expensive. I mean, to cart materials up and petrol, and even to get materials into the country, it made things a lot more difficult. And so that our efforts to rebuild were delayed. With the political will, I don't know how that's going to impact on us, because politics can be very dynamic in Nepal. And what's coming around the corner, I'm not too sure. But one thing we are certain is that we have government, local government permission to carry out this work. We certainly have the funds to start the building process, and they're starting in with the building of the foundations. So at least for this one school, we can go ahead, and we are going ahead. We just need more funds to finish the project.